Ali Clark here with you for breakfast. And joining me now is the race director of the Kangaroo Island Marathon. His name is Nathan Godfrey. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I must admit, I had never really got over the thought of the pain involved in a marathon to even think about the environmental implications of all of those plastic cups. And you do, you see them, you know, even when we do the City to Bay, you know, they have all the stands and everything else and you take your drink and you throw them away. Number one, why is that the best way to go about it, or why has that been the way that people have run it?
Good question. I mean, if you've got a drink station every 5 kilometres and you've got, you know, 20, 30,000, 40,000 runners, you've only got to do the numbers to realise it's a significant amount of plastic being consumed.
Mm. And obviously you can't leave your bottle there, but too, you know, logistically, so I'd imagine that you just have to have something that you can get rid of because of hygiene and everything else.
Yeah, the only other way around it is to have a self-supporting event where you bring your own water, you carry your own water, and I don't think runners are too big fans of that. So yeah, the alternative is to try and come up with new technology solutions.
All right. So let's get to this. So this is involving seaweed, am I right? So I'm just trying to picture what it could be. So how are you going to be trialling a possible solution at Kangaroo Island?
Yeah, there's a company called Nopla. So it stands for not plastic. They're a London-based startup. I connected with them a couple of years ago, but at that time you couldn't transport the product out to Australia because it biodegrades in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So during COVID, they were able to deploy all of their scientists to focus on a pasteurisation process, a way that they could extend the life of that product. And they've got to a point now where they can make it last for up to 17 weeks. So it gets us through transit and allows us Australian runners for the first time on Kangaroo Island to try this product.
Okay, so what is it though? You keep saying it's a product. Can you describe it for me?
I've got one right here for you to consume. So we can get a photo of that later and put that on your social media channels. It's pretty much it's like a seaweed membrane.
It's a plastic bag.
Yeah, exactly.
Almost. Like a little plastic bag.
It is. So it's tasteless and odourless. But it's a seaweed extract and it's mixed with plant-based protein, and then they inject the fluid inside it. It allows you just kind of, excuse my New Zealand accent, but you nip and sip. That's the technique. And it allows runners to discard it, and it's fully biodegradable.
And biodegradable. Wow. And yeah. I mean, I think people, when we've been talking about seaweed, might be picturing, you know, the seaweed wraps that you're having at sushi or something like that. But this is completely clear, and it generally looks like plastic.
That's right. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. And we're operating inside a Flinders Chase National Park, you know. So if nothing else, I want to do the right thing by the park. And mm-hmm. I think it's a good fit for our event.
How much water is in one of these things?
It's about 70 mil. So it's about the size of a half-filled plastic cup.
So that's what people need?
Yeah, that's what runners need. And if they need two, they take one in each hand and they can consume them while they're stopped, or they can take them on the run with them.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So this will be happening at Kangaroo Island for the first time for any Australian runner. Are all the drink stations going to be like this, or are you just trialling one?
Just two drink stations will be used as a trial. So this event popped up globally. It got global media attention in 2019 when they tried it at the London Marathon.
Yeah.
It was incredibly popular. Our intention is to try and roll it out in Kangaroo Island, then hopefully we're talking to Melbourne and Sydney marathons at the moment about doing that later this year, which is really exciting. And then next year we want to start manufacturing this product in South Australia. It's one thing for the government to ban single-use plastic consumption, but it's another thing to start talking about solutions.
How hard would it be to manufacture something like this?
Yeah, they've got machinery. We're talking about leasing that machinery at the moment, bringing it out here, and South Australia would be the home of manufacturing this solution, which I think is really exciting.
For people that are putting on a run, how expensive are that product? Because I know, well, you can't buy them anymore in South Australia, but, you know, getting a plastic cup's pretty cheap.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so at the moment it's still expensive in terms of freight, but if mm-hmm. we can start manufacturing it here, it's cost neutral. So mm-hmm. that's the goal for next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
We were talking about the big event marathons. I bet you there are people listening to this going, hang on, are you going to let that many people on Kangaroo Island run across that beautiful Flinders Chase National Park? Is that what this marathon will look like or not?
Long term, it's not. No, yeah. We've got limits on how many runners we're allowed to run through the national park. But certainly, we think we can roll this out to mass participation running events, festivals. It's not just water that you can inject inside this Nopla. They're using cocktails at the moment. So if you want a gin and a tonic at your festival in the summer, we can do that. I mean, South Australia has this amazing events culture here. But I think we can deliver events more sustainably. So, yeah, hopefully it's part of that solution too. Craft beer tasting, tomato sauces, soy sauces. There's so many different applications.
Wow. Yeah, well, the soy sauce is a big one because when we were talking about getting rid of the single-use plastics, that's the first thing that texters have said. What about those little silly fish with the red lids?
Yeah.
And I think the Environment Minister, David Spears, said, well, we just haven't found an answer to that. So this could maybe be it.
Absolutely. If David Spears is listening right now, I'd love to catch up with him.